This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. On 9th anniversary of WIP explosion, join us at New Mexico's Capitol on Tuesday, February 14th at 1:15 p.m. On February 14th, 2014, one or more drums of radioactive and hazardous waste exploded in the deep underground disposal site of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. To raise public awareness, non-government organizations are joining together on Tuesday, February 14th at 1:15 in the rotunda at the New Mexico State Capitol for a press conference. Please join us and hold a red rose and a card containing the name of your neighborhood for a short press conference about why WIP is not safe. The audience will then deliver the red roses to the governor's office to remind her that she has the tools to protect the people from exposure to dangerous radioactive waste now and in the future by blocking the proposed WIP expansion. The organizers request that you wear black and red. Please check out the map at nuclearactive.org to see if your neighborhood is on the major shipping route from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to WIP. The Department of Energy, DOE, owns both facilities and plans to concentrate more plutonium work at each. At LANL, DOE plans to pulverize the triggers, or plutonium pits, for nuclear weapons. More plutonium waste would be destined for WIP. Over several decades, about 100,000 pounds of plutonium would be made into powder. Public comments are now due to DOE by March 16th. Stay tuned here for more information and sample public comments you can use. DOE has been working methodically since the 2014 explosion to double the size of the waste site located 2,150 feet below ground surface, 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Communities are joining together to raise awareness about DOE's expansion plans and the 2024 deadline for closing WIP. It's time for the governor to use the existing agreements that requires waste repositories in other states. With the expansion plans, there would be more shipments from DOE's Pantex plant north of Amarillo to LANL, where the pits would be pulverized and shipped to the DOE's Savannah Riverside in South Carolina, where an adulterant would be added to diffuse the plutonium. The last leg of this 3,300-mile journey would end at WIP. The 2014 explosion and release could have happened anywhere along the transportation route as it passed through our neighborhoods and communities. Please join us on February 14th at 1:15 in the Rotunda to ask Governor Lujan Grisham to protect our communities and future generations by blocking WIP expansion. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to support our work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.